AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Durham, North Carolina, police say two 16-year-old boys were killed. One was wounded in a shooting near a middle school. The injured teenager has life-threatening injuries. Police say the shooting does not appear to be random, and the investigation is ongoing. In Denver, two school administrators were shot and wounded by a student at East High School.
We are looking for the suspect. We will find that suspect, and we will hold that suspect accountable for his actions this morning in placing everyone in danger.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says a handgun was found on a student subjected to daily searches. Sources tell the AP Manhattan prosecutors have postponed a scheduled grand jury session in the investigation into former President Donald Trump over hush money payments during his 2016 presidential campaign. Big losses at the close on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve announced another interest rate hike. This comes following the collapse of two banks. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the banking system is strong, but the collapses will have an impact.
We believe, however, that events in the banking system over the past 2 weeks are likely to result in tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which would in turn affect economic outcomes.
The Fed also signaled it's likely nearing an end to its aggressive series of rate hikes. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is moving to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades, expanding the controversial law critics call Don't Say Gay. The proposal would not require legislative approval. A possible tornado touched down southeast of Los Angeles, ripping pieces of roofing off a line of commercial buildings and sending the debris twisting into the sky. Moderna's CEO defended a plan to more than quadruple the company's coronavirus vaccine price, but he also said the drug maker will work to ensure patients continue paying nothing at drugstores or clinics. This is AP News. China says President Xi Jinping's trip to Russia was a journey of friendship, cooperation, and peace.
The trip signaled no new progress in ending the bloody conflict in Ukraine, while shoring up President Vladimir Putin's standing amid growing efforts to isolate him and his government internationally. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says China will remain neutral in the conflict, and its efforts were aimed at promoting peace talks. Wang also accused the U.S. of lacking impartiality and fanning the flames of the conflict by providing defensive weapons to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A dispute between Jack Daniel's and the makers of a squeaking dog toy that mimics the whiskey signature bottle gave the Supreme Court a lot to chew on. The question involves whether the toy maker infringed on Jack Daniel's trademarks. The packaging says the product is not affiliated with Jack Daniel's. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.